T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's all important, but, I hate to see news stations just broadcast stuff that's 100% anti-Trump. There's a lot more news out there than just what's going on with Donald Trump.
So much information. Say 47, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. It's Steve and Ted in the morning. I'm Dan O'Neill with three big things. Wichita police officer suing police chief Gordon Ramsay, saying that the chief ruined his reputation.
Two.
One person dead and homes are burned following gas explosions and fires north of Boston.
One.
Category 1 Hurricane Florence making landfall today on the Carolina coast, bringing storm surges and heavy rain. Coming up this morning on the Glenn Beck program, Paul Cruz versus Beto, neck and neck. Norm MacDonald will explain. Michelle Obama making a comeback, and are the Dems plotting a Kavanaugh surprise? That and more on the Bill and Bill O'Reilly, too, joining Glenn Beck this morning on the Glenn Beck program here on KNSS.
And traffic this morning. Well, we've got traffic volumes kind of thinning a bit out there, and so things actually moving a lot better and looking better, and the gasoline prices headed into the weekend, $2.59 a gallon. Traffic on KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
Now, of course, we have the hurricane out east, but our Friday forecast looking fantastic. Mostly sunshine. Afternoon highs today, 88. The same goes for tomorrow, Saturday. Mostly clear tonight with overnight lows around 69. It's mostly clear and 69 at KNSS.
Yeah, we've been lucky to have great weather, I mean, all week, and it's going to get a little bit warmer today, but yeah, we've been lucky enough to have really nice weather here in September.
Oh, absolutely. That's what September is all about. Of course, the end of summer is just around the corner. Things will be, taking a more fall-like turn. And, we've got the State Fair wrapping up this weekend. All kinds of fun things happening. And what are you having any weekend plans going to the fair this weekend?
I'm going to the Royals game on Sunday.
Stop so that. That, there
so
you
that'll
go.
Be fun.
We'll take a Pronto Pup with you. You can pack it in, pack it in, and sneak it into the stadium. And speaking of doing things this weekend, we need to watch what's happening on the business side of things. And we've got Bill Roy with the Wichita Business Journal to give us a heads up on what's happening business wise in the Air Capital. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Dan. Oh, yeah, big story of the weekly edition of the Wichita Business Journal, the 2018 Leaders in Diversity Awards. This year, 26 people and groups selected as winners for their commitment to supporting and encouraging diversity in their companies and in their communities. The honorees will be recognized Monday at a luncheon in their honor at the Hyatt Regency Wichita. The group of winners includes 11 individuals and 15 companies and organizations. These 26 winners join 57 other winners in the Leaders in Diversity Awards over the previous 3 years. The 2018 awards, presented by the Wichita Business Journal, is sponsored by Cox Business and the Cargill Protein Group. Profiles of all the winners in today's Wichita Business Journal. This week, we offer a special report also on talent. Now more than ever, it's important for Wichita area companies to attract talented workers to their companies and to Wichita, but also to work to retain them once they get them. A new council is being formed to create strategies for attracting and retaining talent in the tech sector, something that's been discussed a lot in the last few months. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Bill Roy.
So talent in the tech sector, that doesn't mean, putting taps on your shoes and applying for...
Exactly.
No.
That means you can code and do some other things, and even you don't have to code. There are those jobs for people who don't really know how to code either in the tech sector. So
yeah.
Lots of people needed, and lots of people needed in a lot of industries in the Wichita area.
And there's just no call for good tap dancers anymore. That's all I got.
That's right.
Hey, Bill, you ever read you know, the stories about Winnie the Pooh and you know, all that, you know, with kids growing up?
Yeah.
Well, this isn't exactly a Winnie the Pooh story, but there was a black bear that decided that he would stick his head into a 10-gallon milk can.
Oh, boy.
This happened up in Minnesota. And, of course, you know, black bears, they have, you know, jaws that if they come at you, you know, there's no going back. I mean,
right.
That mouth is the jaws of death. But when this bear tried to get a meal out of the milk can, he needed the jaws of life in order to get him loose. The authorities there, they say a conservation officer was called in last week checking out a young male bear that had his head, kind of like Winnie the Pooh, wedged right inside of a 10-gallon milk can.
Oh, boy.
And first rescuers tried to slip the bear's head out with some cooking oil, you know, get a little, you know, Crisco action going.
Right.
That didn't work. That fell short. Then they tried drilling holes in the can to let the bear, you know, get some air in there, but that just panicked the bear. So a couple hours later of struggling, the fire department was called. Firefighters used the jaws of life to get the bear and his jaws separated. They pried him apart, and once freed, the bear ran off into the woods and, you know, probably telling Boo-Boo, hey, you're not going to imagine what they just did to me.
You know, get that picnic basket.
Yeah, I didn't get my picnic basket, Boo-Boo. We got to go try again. You know, just the bear in the woods story. So,
boy, I'd hate to be there when that thing comes off, and maybe he'd be hungry enough to chomp at your arm or something.
That's why I didn't volunteer for that kind of line of work. You know,
exactly.
Tap dancing, yes. Getting bears' heads out of cans, probably no. Thank you, Bill. Have yourself a great weekend.
You bet. You too.
All righty, KNSS News Time is 8:53, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Steve and Ted in the morning with Dan O'Neill sitting in.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.